Hello everyone, welcome back. So we all know that in this week's parsha, we have one of the most fundamental episodes of the entire Torah, the story of Kabbalah HaTorah, the story of the giving of the Torah at Har Sinai. And I want to share with you an incredible insight from the Meshech Chachma when analyzing the response of Klal Yisrael during this episode. So the pasuk says, V'yanu kol ha'om yachtov, and the nation gathered together in unison, and they respond and they say, Kol asher diber Hashem nase, we will do as we are told. We will follow any directive given to us. We will adhere to the instructions that are aimed at us. The question is that there seems to be a discrepancy, because in Parshas Mishpatim, they seem to have a different response. Over there, the pasuk says, Kol asher diber Hashem nase v'nishma. Over there, they say the famous reply of nase v'nishma, we will follow the orders before even listening to the details of the orders. Nase v'nishma, first we will do and then we will hear. So that indicates a much more appropriate response. And the question is, why is there a discrepancy? How come in this week's parasha they simply say nase, kol asher diber Hashem nase, and in next week's parasha they seem to be on a higher madriga? Over there they say nase v'nishma. Says the Meshech Chachma, an incredible insight. We know from the Gemara Maseches Makis, at the end of the Masechta, that Klal Yisrael was given over 613 mitzvahs. Taryag mitzvahs were given over to each individual to fulfill. And Chazal tell us further that each one of the 248 positive commandments correspond to the 248 Ivorim that exist in a person. In other words, a person has within him 248 limbs, and the positive commandments that are given over to him correspond to these 248 limbs, and that means that each specific mitzvah you fulfill gives a positive energy, a positive impact to that particular aver, that particular limb that exists in your body. And so too when it comes to the lavin, there are 365 lavin, negative commandments that a person has to refrain from, and those 365 lavin correspond to the 365 gidin that exist in a person, the 365 ligaments and sinews that exist in a person. And when you commit an aveira, each particular aveira corresponds to a different gid, and it's paigim. It has a detrimental impact on that particular gid when you perform that aveira, and so to when you do a mitzvah. It gives a special and positive energy to that particular limb in your body. So that's the idea over here, behind the correspondence between the 613 mitzvahs and the 613 parts of your body, that each mitzvah and each lav correspond to a different part of your body, and in order to rejuvenate yourself on a spiritual level, you have to perform the mitzvahs, you have to follow the directives of the Torah. The question that the Chofetz Chaim and many other Mefarshim ask is, there are many mitzvahs in the Torah that a person simply can't fulfill. It's not within his capacity. For instance, some mitzvahs are given over specifically to the kohanim. If I'm not a kohen, how could I fulfill that mitzvah? And how do I give over that special energy to that particular aver that the mitzvah corresponds to? So too, there are some mitzvahs that are only given over to men, and if you're a woman, how do you have the ability to fulfill that mitzvah and give that energy to the aver that needs that sustenance? It needs the nourishment, it needs that spiritual nourishment. How does that aver receive that nourishment if it's not within your capacity to fulfill this mitzvah? There's a mitzvah to divorce your wife if the situation calls for it. Now, obviously, a person is not meant to enter this situation, and it's obviously not l'chatchila to have this mitzvah fulfilled. But if that particular mitzvah corresponds to a particular aver in your body, so how do you fulfill that mitzvah and bestow the special energy and rejuvenation to that aver of your body? Says the Meshech Chachma, there are two approaches, there are two ways, there are two methods in which a person can fulfill all of the mitzvahs in the Torah and thereby provide the sustenance and nourishment that his body needs by virtue of the fulfillment of these mitzvah. And how is that possible? Says the Meshech Chachma, there are two ways. Number one, through the learning of the Torah and the different details of the Torah that pertain to that particular mitzvah. For instance, if you learn the sugya of Gittin, so you rejuvenate and you give sustenance to that aver in your body that corresponds to that mitzvah of the giving of a get. So each mitzvah can be fulfilled by each individual in Klal Yisrael by virtue of him learning the sugya that pertains to that particular mitzvah. And this is based on the Gemara that says that someone who learns about the korban oila, it's ki'ilu hikriv oila. It's as if he personally offered a korban oila in spite of the fact that he didn't. Because when you learn the Torah that surrounds the korban and the particular mitzvah that you want to perform, HaKadosh Baruch Hu renders it as if you went ahead and you actually performed the mitzvah. So that's one method that a person could achieve the fulfillment of the particular mitzvah that he wants to fulfill by virtue of him learning the sugya that pertains to that particular mitzvah. Says the Meshech Chachma, there's a second method, and that is through the concept of achdus. Kol Yisrael arevim ze lezeh. If I want to fulfill a given mitzvah, but I'm not a kohen and my friend is a kohen, when I am connected to him, I merge together with him and I become one unit with him. And when we have a certain degree of unity in Klal Yisrael, then each person has the capacity to fulfill the mitzvahs that they personally don't have the ability to fulfill, by virtue of the fact that they're connected to someone who does have the ability to fulfill them. And when he fulfills them, it's as if you fulfill them, because you're all one person, you're all one unit, you're all fused together to be one large entity. Says the Meshech Chachma, if that is true, it turns out that we have two mahalchim, we have two approaches, we have two ways how a person could go about fulfilling the Taryag mitzvahs and giving the nourishment and the sustenance that is needed for that particular aver in his body. Number one, through the learning of the sugya that pertains to that particular part of the Torah. And number two, through the concept of achdus, through connecting to the different members of the community, and through that connection, fulfilling the mandates of the Torah that you personally have no ability to fulfill. Says the Meshech Chachma, now we understand how Klal Yisrael responded in this week's parasha, Parshas Yisrael, and in next week's parasha, Parshas Mishpatim, and how we could reconcile the two approaches. In this week's parasha, they respond and they say, "V'yanu kol om yachtov nase, kol asher dibra Hashem nase." We will do as we are told. It doesn't say nase v'nishma. Why? In this week's parasha, Klal Yisrael has achdos. It's v'yanu kol om yachtov. When it's yachta, when it's together, when everyone is in unison, when everyone is connected, when they're all considered one large entity, then you don't need the nishma, you don't need the Talmud Torah aspect in order to fulfill the mitzvah. You're able to perform and fulfill every single mandate of the Torah, all Taryag mitzvahs, through yachtov. And therefore, how is it nase? How is it nase? How are we able to fulfill all of the mitzvahs of the Torah, even though some of them are not within our capacity? The answer is through yachtov. So the yanu kol om yachtov, through yachtov, because they were yachtov, it was kol asher dibra Hashem nase, they're able to do every single mitzvah, even the mitzvahs that they personally have no ability to do. In next week's parsha, they don't have that level of achdus, they don't have that level of unity. And therefore, in parashas Mishpatim, what does the pasuk say? Kol asher dibra Hashem nase v'nishma. Whatever we are told, we will do, but how are we going to fulfill the mitzvahs? How are we going to be able to fulfill every single mitzvah, even if some mitzvahs we have no personal connection to, we have no ability to fulfill on a physical level? The answer is nase v'nishma, through nishma, through the learning and the teaching of the Torah and the different parts of the Torah that pertain to that particular area of the Torah. Through the learning, we will be viewed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if we actually are performing the mitzvah, and that is going to be the method that we will employ in order to fulfill the mitzvah. So this is the second approach used by Klal Yisrael to be nase, to fulfill the entire mandate that is going to be given to them through the giving of the Torah. Number one, we have Parshas Yisrael through Yachtov. Number two, nase v'nishma, through the nishma, through the hearing of the different mitzvahs that are going to be taught to them by Moshe Rabbeinu. Through the nishma, we will be able to fulfill the nasa, we will be able to be viewed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if we fulfilled every single mitzvah in the Torah through the concept of Talmud Torah. Have yourself a wonderful day.